Hello, it's Friday, January 7th. Welcome to the Irishmen. We are hoping to close out the week strong. We just had our second anniversary. We've been doing this podcast for 2 years, wink, wink, give or take. I'm Ryan.
I'm Lilith.
This is Lilith. And we are hoping for a stuff min. We had a bunch of connecting mins. Not a whole lot happened. The long and short of it is Hoffa was in prison. Now he's out of prison. He's trying to run to be the president again of his union, take control of the Teamsters Union. And he's working with an old nemesis, an old foe of his, Tony Pro, to try and get the votes from Tony Pro so that he can defeat Fitz, short for Fitzsimmons. Is that right? Yes. I basically got it?
I don't think this is going to work out the way Hoffa wants it to.
You don't think so, huh? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, obviously this movie is mostly about changing times, changing of the guard, you know, aging in and out of phases in your life. And so, like, it's very stark relief right now of Tony Pro, all young-ish and tan in his, like, leisure wear.
Astute. Astute point.
And frankly, Tony's got all the cards in his favor. And further, he did him no favors in prison. So why does he have any reason
sure,
to want to...
Sure, we've got sort of an inverse.
Yeah.
Interesting. Astute point. We're at an hour and 53 minutes, if you are following along. I think I'm just going to go ahead and start the next min right
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
What?
You leave.
Yeah, he's upset.
Traffic. Yeah, it's traffic.
Wasn't it traffic?
Yeah, give me traffic.
Yeah, sure, right.
What do you want from us? It was bumper to fucking bumper.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's bad, you know.
Traffic. Yeah.
I never waited.
They just keep saying the word traffic to each other.
More than 10 minutes in my life.
I'd say 15. 15's right.
No, 10.
Is that right?
I don't think so. 10's not enough. You have to take traffic into account.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking traffic into account.
Ooh. This is a real curb your enthusiasm conversation.
Yeah.
15.
No, 10.
We disagree on that.
Well, how about 12 and a half minutes?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, let's split the... Beautiful. There you go. There you go. Right in the middle.
You're saying something. You're saying something to me?
No, I'm here.
It says what it says.
So, there it is.
Ugh, yep, you were right. It was another building min.
Building min.
But spicier build. Spicier build. Yeah, I did like that. That did feel like a very Larry David. Like, you give people 10 minutes. No, it's 15. And then splitting it down the
middle. But what about traffic?
What about traffic? I am taking into account for traffic. That's the 10 minutes. 10 minutes is not enough. It's got to be 15. And then good old Frankie Sheeran coming in there, 12.5. Smooth as a cucumber.
I found it very cute that they are... Are they at separate tables right now? Are like the two...
I think they're at one big table.
Oh, it looked like they were at like two separate round tables, but facing each other. So it's like the big boys are at one table.
Oh, sure.
And like the help are at the other table.
Yeah, the kids table.
Yeah.
That was kind of a thing in the... Not to keep going back to The Sopranos, but wasn't that a thing in The Sopranos? No, it wasn't. I'm going to cut all this. I can't even remember. I can't remember anything right now. My brain is totally fucking shot. But when they were in Carmine's, right, in New York.
Oh, there were separate tables.
Yeah. You would go in and the business was done at one table and then everyone kind of waited at another table.
Yeah,
see,
that's true.
Maybe I do know what I'm talking about every now and then. But no, just one big table here, I think. Yeah, this is, you know, he's kind of laying down a little scary Al Pacino coolness here. I like it. Are you feeling the same about his performance now that we're at the end of the week?
I guess I've just never... I'm gonna get harangued for this, not by you,
by all of our many rabid listeners.
Yeah, I've just never been that enraptured with Pacino. I just his whole thing is being over the top. Never? There's no subtlety there ever.
Maybe the subtlety is in the garishness.
Oh, sure. That's the position you're taking here.
I don't really know what that means, but I'm going to just kind of fall down the stairs.
The nuances are within
feet.
The screaming somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sure. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I don't agree with that.
It's like Nicolas Cage. Everyone thinks Nicolas Cage, everything does Nicolas Cage does the same. No, you got to look for the real, you know, you got to listen to the notes that are not playing. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. That's, unsubscribe.
That's what you got to do. That's the Irishman, where we listen to the notes they're not playing every day. Well, boy, this was kind of a rough week, actually, huh?
But on the bright side, I do think these last two building mins were building in spiciness so that next week we might get some real pizzazz.
I do think some fireworks are happening here between Tony Pro and Jimmy Hoffa. We'll see if Frank Sheeran gets involved because he is the muscle, right? We did just see him kill someone on Russ Buffalino's
in
behalf.
Cold-ass blood.
Cold-ass blood right in the restaurant. Oh, that was tight. I would kind of want to go back to that min again. That,
that
was
a good min. That was a good min, for sure.
This was not a good batch of mins. Kind of boring. Not a whole lot happening.
But
if this is the first time you're listening, folks, I'm going to tell you, this happens. It happens a lot.
It's a natural ebb and flow, right? Like, we had a crazy jam-packed bin of week of mins
right.
last week. So if you were thinking about this in normal linear time, sure, the next 5 minutes after watching someone get got in a restaurant are going to be this.
I just wish we were on hiatus for months, and I just sort of randomly decided to come back in December. And if I had waited one more week, that would have pushed the Anna Paquin reveal to today, to yesterday. And the Anna Paquin reveal
true.
Would have happened on the 2-year anniversary of the podcast. I just made that connection. Can you believe it? God, I hate myself. Anyway, that's the kind of fun you can expect around here on the Irish Min, folks. Every Monday through Friday from here on out. That's our New Year's resolution to you, 2022. No more missed weeks, but for holidays. We'll see how long that lasts. I don't know, but
I'll be on Ryan watch instead of Anna watch now.
That's right. That's right. And we'll see you all on Monday as
Have
we start
weekend.
Year 3 of The Irishman.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? Year 3. Here we go. It's going to be a banger. I can't wait.